Friday afternoon time for our weekly movie talk conversation with Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinema. Ron, interesting weekend shaping up at the box office.
Right, Patrick. Thank you. It's we call it an also-ran weekend because, you know what? Last week's 1, 2, and 3 Lego Batman, 50 Shades Darker, and John Wick Chapter 2 are probably going to repeat as 1, 2, and 3 this week with these new movies. We'll have to wait and see if anything breaks out.
A Cure for Wellness. This looks like it might be a little disturbing.
Very, yes. This is director Gore Verbinski, who made his claim to fame in Hollywood doing Pirates of the Caribbean movies, now doing a kind of a creepy mystery thriller. It's that storyline that revolves around a creepy mental institution, and a young man who's on a mission there becomes a patient against his will, and he's kept there, and then they start feeding him what he thinks is water, but there's something in the water, Patrick. It's the cure for wellness. In other words, he's getting sicker and he's never going to leave, right? Oh, some creepy stuff happening there.
There is a sickness inside us. Rising like the bile that leaves that bitter taste at the back of our throats. It's there in every one of you seated around the table. Only when we know what ails us can we hope to find the cure.
What do you make of that?
Clearly he's lost his mind.
Our thoughts exactly.
I'd like you to go to Switzerland and bring Mr. Pembroke back to us.
What we offer here is a process of purification away from the pressures of the modern world.
You planned to take Mr. Pembroke back with you.
Is that a problem?
He's a patient, not a prisoner.
You here for the cure?
No. Actually, I was just leaving.
No one ever leaves.
Welcome back, Mr. Lockhart.
Any big names here?
No, this is a...
No,
a starless cast, the creepy factor is the star, and it is rated R for get this: disturbing, violent content and images, sexual content including assault, graphic nudity, and language. You have been warned.
Have you watched any of
it? No. Well, in the trailer, Patrick, the snakes in the bathtub scene—that was enough. I'm out of here. Okay, it's too scary for me.
I think we're burying the lead here somewhere. Oh, fist fight. Right. See, this is fun.
This could break out. I mean, there's no R-rated comedies in the marketplace right now. And you've got Ice Cube and Charlie Day, one of them a kind of a tough guy teacher, the other kind of a wimpy teacher. And the wimpy guy turns in the tough guy on some infraction and gets called out to the playground. And so this is a terrible example for the kids, but the teachers are going to duke it out. Kind of a one joke movie, right? And so it's all about the lead up, I'm sure. Could be fun.
I'm gonna fight you.
I'm sorry, what?
Parking lot. After school. It's on.
Teachers don't fight.
I want everybody to see this.
Hashtag teacher fight. Who else knows about this?
I don't need to be liked. I need to educate.
I just don't know the first thing about fighting.
Make a fist.
Are you serious? This is the 1700s?
Cambo!
Maybe the best thing to do is just run.
I never said nothing about no running. Who is you, Seabiscuit?
Flex.
I am flexing.
There's nothing there.
Why don't you just take a punch and then just go down? Play dead like possums do.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a crazy guy at my high school. He's trying to beat me up.
If you have a problem with a bully, I need you to speak to a teacher.
I am a teacher.
Tracy Morgan back from a long bout with health, and good to see him back.
He was back on SNL a week or so ago as well.
Right.
Charlie Day. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
There you go. Horrible Bosses. Right?
He is great.
I know. He's perfect for this role, right?
Yes.
He's got that voice. It kind of got you. Shut up, you wimp, right? Anyway, it looks like fun. Again, rated R, language, sexual content, drug material, you know, that sort of stuff.
Matt Damon is back in The Great Wall.
Yeah, I can't quite put a handle on this one, Patrick, but they've had success in China, okay? China's emerging as a bigger movie market than the United States, and this has done over $150 million in China, so they're fine with whatever happens domestically. The reviews have not been good, but it's a big special effects picture, and it's got Matt Damon in it and some paranormal beasts that are trying to kill the Chinese people, and Matt Damon's going to save everybody, I guess, is the storyline.
I was born into battle. I fought for greed and gods. This is the first war I've seen worth fighting for.
Does this explain why the Great Wall was constructed to protect everybody from these beasts?
That's kind of what I'm getting, the message I'm getting in sort of in a fantasy world, yes, that it was these creatures, not enemies of humankind. So, again, it's very much a fantasy adventure movie.
And Willem Dafoe is making an appearance.
Right, right. And there are a bunch of Chinese A-lister stars in here as well whose names I can't pronounce. I'm sorry. They've not done much in the U.S., but that's why this thing is working overseas. And, of course, the foreign market has become so much more important to Hollywood, 50 Shades Darker. I mean, it did $46 million here, and they were happy with that, but it did $100 million in worldwide distribution. So that's big time.
Disney's Newsies, the Broadway musical.
Yeah, this is one of our, you know, alternative content events from Fathom and Disney. They recorded a performance of the Broadway musical at the Hollywood Pantages Theater and doing a playback on the big screen Saturday. We got a matinee, and next week, Wednesday, an evening show. This past week, it sold out when we did the first performance. So it's, you know, a terrific musical, and to see it on the big screen with a big sound, you know, next best thing to be in there.
And then we have Sensory Showtime's The Lego Batman Movie.
Yeah, yeah. Every month we pick a movie that appeals to the family audience, and Lego Batman certainly does that. We turn up the lights, turn down the sound. If there are family members who, say, autistic or other special needs, we provide this one showtime a week where they can get in a little different presentation. Everybody's in it for the same stuff.
Who came up with that? That's a great idea.
You know, we stole it like every good idea from it was happening out there in other markets, and we saw there could be a need. We found some partners and have really turned it into something.
That's great. It's also Tarantino month.
Yeah,
well,
we're doing
fun with this one.
We're calling
you?
Right. We're calling it Last Call Cinema. It's the late show, last show of the day on Friday and Saturday nights. We're doing different Tarantino movies. Last week it was Reservoir Dogs. This week it's Kill Bill Volume 1. You can see a big screen classic one more time.
We're just all over the board here today, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes. But
this is a buffet.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, the Oscars are a couple weeks away
right.
Next week, yep. Sunday, and we still have 8 of the 9 best pictures still playing in town. And so if you haven't seen, first, this is my top 3, La La Land, Hidden Figures, and Lion. And they're all still playing in multiple locations. And one of those 3, Patrick, is going to be the best picture next week, Sunday night.
What are some of the other ones?
Well, we've still got Hacksaw Ridge playing over at the Woodland. Moonlight is there as well. We've still got Arrival. Jackie is playing over there as well. And so I think between all the theaters, we've still got Fences, which Denzel Washington could be the best actor. That's playing both at Woodland and Rivertown as well. So check out CelebrationCinema.com and click on Now Showing, and you can find all those titles.
What's up for next week?
It's another also-ran weekend. I do think Lego Batman could be number 1 3 weeks in a row, because next week, Rock Dog, which is sort of a sing wannabe for the families, animated singing animals, a movie called Clyde, and then actually with something that might pop out called Get Out next week. 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with the early reviews from director and writer Jordan Peele of Key and Peele fam. He's really got a psychological thriller cooking there. I'll tell you the story next week.
Looking forward to it. Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinemas.
See you at the movies.